Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Tibble Nibbles. It turns out that I didn't go anywhere after Hawksmoor the day after, but I did go on the Friday. I went to Bocan, which is at the top of the Novotel in Canary Wharf. I must confess, I didn't have particularly high hopes of when I went here. I thought, well, it's on the top of a Novotel, how good can it be? It turns out it can be really, really good. I was very impressed. This was another soft launch. This was 50% off. It's a little bit of a walk from Canary Wharf Station. I don't think I've ever managed to get out of the right exit of Canary Wharf for wherever I'm going. I find it a little bit complicated. But once I got out of there and I walked, it's probably about a 10-minute walk from the station on the other side of the water. There's a lift that takes you up very, very quickly up to the 38th floor. And it's very nicely laid out. It's a little bit dark, I think, but bright enough, you know, to be able to read the menu without turning a light on. I thought the view was spectacular. You know, very big windows, as you kind of expect, where the view is one of the attractions. I thought the menu was very nice, well laid out, good variety as well. Our waiter was absolutely superb, very, very knowledgeable about all the food, knowledgeable about the wine as well, which really helped when people were choosing what they wanted to have. So what did I have to eat? There was another group, so I did get to try a few things. What I've been challenging myself to do recently is when I go somewhere, I pretty much order the same things. If there's a burger or pork belly or steak, I will generally go with that. I really want to eat more fish when I go out. It's something that I really enjoy when I actually get around to eating it. The other thing I've been trying to have more of is lamb, something that I'm a huge fan of, but I tend to just cook it at home. And I often don't go for the vegetarian option. I'm a fairly committed meat eater, but I do find that quite often the vegetarian option is or can be really, really delicious. So I'm challenging myself to try and order different things. So if you do know good fish places, if you do know good vegetarian places that you feel is worth a try, please let me know. The email address will be at the end of the show. So what did I have to start off with? So in a great style of choosing something a little bit different, I deliberately this meal chose things that I wouldn't normally order, even though there were things on there that I thought I would really like. For starters, I had burrata, which was really, really good. That came with, so it was a, goodness, Pugliese burrata, which I'm assuming is good. I don't know much about Italian geography, I'm afraid. So again, if you can educate me on that, that would be great. House-made focaccia with a red pepper coulis and fresh basil. In short, it was beautiful. The only thing that I had was that it was incredibly cold when it came out to me. I don't think I have particularly sensitive teeth, but I definitely had painful teeth on trying to eat it. I had to leave it for a few minutes just to warm up a little bit. The burrata itself was you know, fridge cold, almost, you know, almost freezing cold. But once the once it had warmed up a bit and the flavour had opened up, it was absolutely delicious. You know, incredibly creamy, almost sort of flowing on the plate. That was really good. The red pepper coulis was fantastic and a really good counterpoint to the burrata. I also got to try some other things. So two of the people had grey oyster and chanterelle mushrooms with hen's egg and toast. That was very interesting. The egg was sort of almost raw or sort of semi-cooked, and then you stirred it around in with the mushrooms, with the hot mushrooms in it, and it cooked as it went along. That was very interesting and really good. That tasted nice. I still think my burrata was a bit better. The crushed pea and mint fritters were absolutely fantastic. I had a little bit of food envy when they arrived. They're, you know, absolutely perfectly spherical, beautifully laid out. And I did get to try one, and I was a big fan. However, the winner of the starters was something that I didn't get to try because the lady who had them wolfed them down pretty quickly before I could get my fork in there. But that was a squid with ratatouille, spicy oatmeal dust, and saffron sauce. Basically, it was one big squid with everything stuffed inside, and it looked incredible. And the lady who had it said that it tasted even better. So that was really excellent. And then for main course, they have like a large plate, and then they have a grill as well option. And normally I would be having steak, particularly ribeye steak was on here, and I was very tempted. But I'm a little bit of a newbie when it comes to lobsters. I made a promise to myself many years ago that the first whole lobster I ate would be one that I caught myself when I went diving. I had absolutely no luck in almost 20 years of diving in the UK. I never managed to catch one. And so probably 2 years ago, I gave in and had a lobster at Steak and Lobster, which I really thoroughly enjoyed. And then I've had one since then at, oh goodness, where was that? At the Blues Kitchen on their 50% deal. Again, I really liked it. So when the option came to have here, to have a whole lobster green mango salad with an orange and jasmine sauce for 50% off £35, I couldn't really resist. I thought it was going to be quite a small lobster. It wasn't. It was really big. It was pre-shucked out of the shell for me as well, which was excellent. The lobster tail was sliced really nicely, and I don't know how they managed to get the claws out in a wanna, but well done them for doing that, because I totally can't do that. I thought that was absolutely delicious. The other things that we had on the table, we had, goodness, now let me have a quick look down the list and see what other people had. They had the fillet steak, which looked really nice. I didn't have any of that. I did, however, have the get to try some of the Rugg Estate grass-fed lamb cutlets, which one of my friends had. It came with charred aubergine and chimichurri. The charred aubergine was just to die for. It was so, so, so good. The lamb was cooked perfectly pink. Really good. Very impressed with that. I'm trying to think what other people had. The pork belly was really nice. I'm a little bit over pork belly, to be honest. I've had it so much over the last couple of years that it takes something really special to move me. It was nice, but it wasn't, you know, amazing. And then on the desserts, this was really where I made a mistake. So some of the people had hot chocolate souffle, which was absolutely spectacular. That was so, so good. I had a like a fresh fruit meringue. It was really good. But I thought the souffle was really something special, and I'm glad that I got to try just a little bit of someone else's. They didn't let me have very much because they were too busy tucking into it. So all in all, half price, I thought it was excellent. Now the question is would I go back? It's a bit of a schlep from where I am. I'm North London based. I don't really have much business out towards Canary Wharf, so it would be a special trip to me. I think going there, it would make a really great date place. The tables of two are against the window, so you do get a really good view, and it's actually surprisingly private, which I thought was really good. So if I was going for a date with someone who worked, for example, in Canary Wharf, I think that would be really excellent as somewhere just to wow them. I thought the food was very good. I thought the view was spectacular. The service was really good. I was very impressed with it. And all in all, it gets two thumbs up from me. So if you've been to Bocan, please let me know what you think. If you haven't been and you go, please let me know what you think. If there are any places that you would like me to go, particularly if there's some kind of special offer or deal, or you've heard about a new restaurant launch that you think would be worth checking out, please contact me. My email address is tibblenibbles@gmail.com, which is tibblenibbles@gmail.com. Or you can get me on Twitter at tibblenibbles, at tibblenibbles. Please keep listening for my review of the Game Bird, which is within the Safford Hotel in St James's, a very short walk away from Green Park. If you have any feedback for any of the episodes you've heard so far, please let me know.